Well, the USDA has released their first 2014-15 U.S. corn supply and demand estimate, and one thing they are estimating is increase in ending stocks. One of the reasons why, yields are going to be going up.
One will be the yield. We're sticking with their yield forecast of 165.3.
And that should give us a crop close to 14 billion bushels. Bangu went on to say that inventories will rise because even though exports are strong, we're going to see greater competition.
One of the reasons may well be that Argentina, which is currently not exporting corn at a very rapid pace, will actually at some point come back into the corn market. And we think that could, in fact, have an impact on our 14-15 numbers.
Speaking of exports, for the first quarter of this year, U.S. pork export sales were very strong. One of the reasons why, according to Becca Hendricks, is the fact that with these record high hog prices, certain international customers have been attempting to secure product.
Mexico and China have accounted for about two-thirds of the increase in exports for the first quarter. And Mexico's up 38%. They're also dealing with the PED virus, so their supplies are down a bit, too. Japan's up 22%, Korea's up 73%. Both of those countries are also dealing with PEDV, and Central South America is up about 30%. So, and China's up about 50%.
Also, we've seen some strong exports on the dairy front. Matter of fact, we set a record for the month of March, and it looks like April figures will be also setting a new high. And according to Ed Welts, the president and CEO of AMPI, this export demand looks like it's going to continue.
Exports are about 15% of our production and very strong and led by whole milk powder, of all things. It's created a little bit of a increase in the butter markets also in the U.S. because as California exports more whole milk powder, obviously there's less butter fat for butter, so it's helped the domestic butter market.
Well, almost 5 months after key ag and other tax breaks expired, the Senate has finally turned to a key tax extender bill. American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman has been urging Congress to permanently extend Section 179, which is small business expensing for equipment and building. And according to Senator Charles Grassley, he said without having these being permanent tax breaks, it makes it harder for farmers and others to really plan.
This creates uncertainty for taxpayers of all stripes. It often results in complications come filing season when tax forms are not ready and refunds are delayed. The uncertainty it creates for the renewable energy industry has slowed its growth.
Well, it's been quite some time since we reported cheese prices below $2 a pound, but that's where we stand this morning after blacks lost 4¾ cents to drop to $1.99¾ per pound. Meanwhile, the barrels lose 6 cents to $1.96, and AA butter continues to be strong, gaining 3/4 to $2.17½ per pound. Class 3 prices were mixed, near-term lower with May off 9 at $22.65, June off 41 at $20.74. However, September gained 4 cents at $20 even, and October's at $19.64. Over on the Board of Trade, prices higher for corn and beans. May corn back over $5 at $5.02¾ per bushel. September tops at $4.96. Beans for May up 18.5 cents to $15.02¾ per bushel. September now up to $12.78½, while your May wheat loses 5.5 cents to $6.98½ per bushel. As far as the livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, they remain firm at 92 to 115. Most of the slaughter cows, 79 to 91. Bulls are strong at 98 to 122. Replacement bull calves go from 230 to 350. Heifer calves, 150 to 330. And the butcher hog strong at 88 to $1. And that's a look at your ag scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.